Hey bitches, welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I am your host, Natalie, and on the day you're listening, it is October 3rd. Somehow, some way, last year's episode also landed on October 3rd. I don't know what it is with the days that I pick to release, but it's always some type of spectacular day. So today I had well more than the usual listener submissions, and that makes me so ecstatic because that just means the girlies are finding their way to the It's Nap Time podcast. First things first, let's set the record straight. Hot bitches, respectfully, listen to It's Nap Time, and that's on period. And even hotter bitches wear It's Nap Time merch. I hope you guys are having a great day. It is officially fall. I mean, it was officially fall as of like the 21st or something, but of September, but now it is officially spooky season because some people don't accept it until October. But honestly, from October 1st to 31st, that is like no time to fully embrace all of the pumpkin spice flavored things, all of the spooky decor, because in my opinion, Christmas is dragged out for so long. Like, some people don't start decorating until after Thanksgiving. But this bitch right here, November 1st, yup, we're decorating. Because as a Thanksgiving baby, as mine falls on Thanksgiving this year, it is Christmas. It is my birthday. It is Thanksgiving. But the decorations will begin on November 1st. Thank you. I am so excited because on my personal TikTok account, Natalie X Palik, we have officially hit 10,000 followers. So fucking excited. Thank you so much to everyone who has found the podcast from my TikTok or found my TikTok from the podcast, you know, could be a two-way street. Today's topic episode is all about friendship drama, specifically trios. Now, if you have not been a part of a tragic trio, consider yourself lucky. But if you have, consider yourself marked because, girl, same. I have not been marked safe from a trio friendship breakup. Whether if you want to call it a tragic trio, trio trauma, trials and tribulations of a trio, girl, we're here for it. And let me tell you, the girlies did not disappoint. I do have some stories of my own, and we will see just how many we can get through today in this episode to see, you know, how many of my own stories I will divulge to you guys, because yeah, we can go there. Yes, we can. Starting off strong. First submission. Trios are never 100% great all the time, to be honest. Well, duh. That's why, baby girl, that's why we are having this topic episode, because they are never great. Okay, never say never. Never say never, Justin Bieber. Anyways, let me just get back to it. Trios are never 100% great all the time, to be honest. It's highly likely someone feels left out at some point. I think the hardest part is feeling like I have to tell them information in the group chat to avoid anyone, in quotes, knowing first, and it's exhausting. Sometimes I only want to tell one person, haha. I feel that, I do, but in my eyes, and maybe this is where I have issues with trios, is like, if I'm making a trio, I want to be on like equal levels of closeness with them. And now, obviously, it doesn't always work out that way. But if I am in a trio, I 100% would feel left out if one person knew over me, especially if like we all met around the same time. You know, we all do things together. It's completely different when there is a trio and like two people are obviously closer. Like, you know, like maybe they knew each other for years before, or whatever the case, then I guess that's slightly different for why, but I feel like that's not a true trio if you are only wanting to tell one person, if you get what I'm saying. Like, in my eyes, that's not a true trio. Number two, most of my disastrous friendships haven't been trios, but they've actually been quads. Three times, one or two people have had a fight with a third leaving me, the fourth, in an awkward position. In that case, I've lost a relationship with the third person, still friends with the first two, but baffled after having done nothing wrong. At least we know trios are better than quads. Now, that's actually very interesting because in high school, I would say I was in like a what's five? I'm not even gonna go there. Cinco? Not even gonna go there. My high school, okay, Southern Belle. My high school friend group, I would say it was like five or six people. And between that, there was usually like, the two core best friends here and there. Like someone was obviously closer with someone else. And I feel like, in my personal opinion, that is a little bit better than a trio because it's like one person being left out is extremely shitty if you're the one being left out. And then if it's like six people and there's, obvious little trios like here and there, it's almost makes you feel less left out, if that makes sense. Because it's like if there's six people and two people are closer, like the other four people, they have each other still. But that definitely does suck when you lose a friendship with someone all because, you didn't really do anything wrong, but you were probably, grouped together and guilty by association in their eyes, which I've been on both sides of the spectrum with that. Number three, I was in a triple dorm in freshman year of college. Oh, goodness. Where I knew both girls from social media prior, but when we all met and moved in, they immediately became best friends and left me out. To the point that they filled out our roommate agreement without me. But it was also at 12 a.m. on a random night, and they agreed to no boys, but they continued to bring boys over for fun. Smiley face. Yay, I laughed. Well, I'm so happy that you were able to leave that situation because I never left a roommate pairing, but I also only ever lived with one other girl. Like freshman year, I was with the same roommate. I love her still to this day. My sophomore year, I was in my sorority house, so I was just sharing a room with one girl, and then we had a shared bathroom, and two other girls were there, so that was like a quad. I loved all three of them. I mean, one of them I did have a falling out with because she peed in my bed. Anyways, if you listen to the episode, if you know, you know. My junior year only had one roommate, but it was sorority living still, so we had the shared bathroom in a quad, but honestly, like, I shared most of my time with my boyfriend anyways. So, and then my senior year, I did have a trio where there was a big falling out, but there was just a lot that went into that, and I did end up reconnecting back with one of my best friends again. So there's like literally no point in even hashing over that because she and I know exactly what went down, and that's for us to have little camaraderie over. But that does suck when they fill out the roommate agreement without you and they agree to something, but then they end up breaking the rule. Now, my only way to like not give them grace, actually, yeah, give them grace, is that they probably went into the agreement with like, oh, we're gonna be the best, like nothing's ever gonna go wrong. And then, when you get caught up in the moment, as I always say in college, especially your freshman year, it's your time to fuck up, it's your time to make mistakes, it's your time to try things out and with not all the real consequences that you would have when you are out in the real world. But that definitely does suck that they made you so uncomfortable to the point where you had to leave. Next submission. Not really a trio, but I dated a guy for a long time, broke up with him. He had a new girlfriend within a few weeks, and ever since their group has harassed me. I know they say never blame the girl, but this is so different. It's so messy and there are so many deets, but to keep it short, girlies, pause. Never keep it short with me. Yap on. Hashtag yap on. Anyways, there are so many deets, but to keep it short, I have so much proof of harassment and copying me over the last 2 years, and they still play the victim. Finally learned that people betray how they feel about themselves on others. That is a big life lesson. Projecting. Now, when I was younger, I never really understood what projecting meant, and I was like, no, I'm not treating you like shit because I feel like shit. I'm treating you like shit because you're a shit person. That is not always the case. And this is a great example right here that if these people are harassing you and copying you, regardless if you have proof or not, they're treating you that way because they have some type of insecurity deep inside of them. I'm just gonna, off the rip. Yes, I love to say I support women's rights and wrongs and to never blame the girl. But when I was in high school, and I had just been wronged by a guy and he was with a new girl. Fuck yes, I was blaming the girl. Unless the girl absolutely did not know me. But for the most part, when you're in high school dating someone, their new girl probably knows you, whether it's through social media, if they've seen posts of you guys together. If you went to high school together, they, for the most part, are going to know you, right? Even if you didn't go to high school together, like growing up when you are a teenager, for the most part, with social media, people are aware of each other. And I don't blame you for blaming the girl, because especially if you guys broke up for a long time, I mean, not broke up, especially if you guys dated for a long time and you broke up with him, 100%, like, the guy might even be the one peddling for the group to treat you this way because, you know, ego and whatnot. I would love to know how old they are, how old, like, you were when this happened, and if this is still happening, I absolutely hate that for you. Number, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, number 5. I share a best friend with someone else. This girl has always had it out for me, and she sees me as competition to this best friend that we share. I've always tried to include her and all be besties, but she pulled something that was the last straw for me. Our best friend's bachelorette, which this is so cute, they typed out BFFs. Our BFF's bachelorette. We were both maids of honor. Oh. She started drama with the bride, aka, okay, wait, all caps. Let's change the toad. The toad. The tone. She started drama with the bride, aka her best friend, about not sitting next to her at the dinner we went to and how her and I sat next to each other. Back to lowercase. Unreal. First off, who starts drama with the bride at her batch? Second, her all caps maid of honor. Back to lowercase. Third, how old are we? Since then, I stopped playing nice, unfollowed her on everything, because nobody does that to my best friend, my BFF, on her batch weekend. Come on now. To keep the vibes going, BFFR, be fucking for real. BSFFR, be so fucking for real. That is so, okay. If you guys are not in high school, if this girl is not in high school when all this happened, which I don't think that you guys are, I'm assuming not. That is giving such high school energy, such insecure energy. And the fact that your best friend made the two of you maids of honor, she already probably knew that the other girl is so fucking crazy that if she made you the maid of honor, it would absolutely turn the other girl's world upside down. I cannot, because I've never heard of someone having two maids of honor. So the fact that she probably knows that the other girl is that crazy, that insecure, that jealous, whatever, is mind-boggling. And I would be a liar if I said I didn't ever feel that way, like especially in elementary school, high school, if I knew that one of my best friends also had another best friend, which, let's be real, your best friend is going to have more than one best friend. Like, I'm sorry, we're in the age of social media, the digital era, if you will. People are allowed to have other close friends, best friends, acquaintances, friends. Like, other people serve other roles in people's lives, and that's absolutely okay. If you truly love someone, you should want them to have as many people that love them, quite literally, as possible. So this girl sounds absolutely insane that she said that the bride sat next to you and not her. It's giving crazy. Next submission. Okay, yes, we were a group of three. We had reconnected in 2020 and quickly became close again, going out every weekend, having girls' days and nights midweek. One of them is my current best friend, and she has been since middle school, period. And the other I had known since kindergarten, but we lost touch for years. It quickly became apparent that the one I had known since kindergarten was, all caps, obsessed with my best friend because she would act so different when we were all together. And would constantly talk about her when she was back home, moved to Pittsburgh. There's admiring someone's life, and then there is blatantly copying everything they do. I noticed she had picked up on her slang, but the craziest stuff was when she started, all caps, oh my goodness, guys, you're going to be gagged when you hear this, specifically going out of her way to sleep with the same guys. Pour one out for the homie. Literally kept doing it. Just one would be one thing, but this happened, all caps, way too many times. And the only people she was sleeping with were the ones my friend had. Lots more happened, but my best friend and I were just talking about this over the weekend, and we were like, wait, what the fuck was that? Okay, I'm glad that you are now referring in past tense because that was crazy town. That was like, yes, that's actually fucking crazy. Not her wanting to be Eskimo sisters with every single man. Yo, I mean, Eskimo sisters with your friend, with quite literally every single man. That is crazy. And like, okay, the picking up on slang, that just happens when you hang out with someone a lot. But the man chasing is fucking wild, dog. Like, I'm actually shook. There's, you know, admiring someone's life, as you said, like, you know, and like they say copying is like the sincerest form of flattery. And there's like, you know, being inspired by. But to act that way is crazy. It's almost giving psychopath. Next submission. Honestly, I thought this trio would work out, but it ended so messy. I'm a mom and I had two mom friends. One day we were, okay, wait, I think this is the first mom writing we've had. One day we were all hanging out watching TSITP. Guys, not me Googling this. Is this something with Taylor Swift? Oh my goodness. Okay. Literally ignore me. The summer I turned pretty. Duh. Okay, I haven't watched it, but that's why I had to Google it. One day, we were all hanging out. The summer I turned pretty. Okay, so this is recent. Anyways, our kids were all playing, and my baby daddy was there. Okay. We were all making jokes about our kids, and when my baby daddy said one of the girls got... Oh, wait, what? Okay, not me just, like, skipping down two paragraphs and forgetting where I was. Well, we were all making jokes about our kids, and when my baby daddy said his... One of the girls got so mad and they started arguing. I said nothing and let them have their little moment. I didn't feel the need to step in as it never got that bad. After that, we all acted as if everything was fine and the rest of the day went normal, so no harsh feelings towards anyone, nothing. The next day, the girl who had the little argument with my baby daddy texted me and said, "You're the fakest person I know. You should have stuck up for me." Then proceeds to text the other mom that was there and tell her she was the biggest liar she knew. What? The other mom told us she felt uncomfortable in the situation because she doesn't deal with conflict very well and was saying she was lying about being uncomfortable to get out of an excuse on why she didn't suck up for her either. Oh my gosh. Well, we all got into an argument and the girl who got into the argument with my baby daddy started making rumors about me and the other mom that was there. I didn't stick up for anyone though because number one, it wasn't my argument. And number two, neither of them asked for backup. That is crazy. First of all, like, not your circus, not your monkeys. Honestly, I kind of hate that phrase, but I used it, whatever. And it's like, it's your baby daddy. Like, I'm sorry. Why are you going to feel the need to defend your baby daddy to your friend? Or your friend to your baby daddy, especially if they're not asking. Like, aren't we all grown adults in this situation? And if you were all making jokes on something, and what, was she just, like, trying to stick it to him and be like, fuck the patriarchy? Like, it's funny to act like that and funny to be like, men ain't shit. But it seems like this girl, you know, really, really wants to be like that because how can everyone else be allowed to make jokes? But then when your baby daddy said his... One of the girls gets so mad. I'm so confused. The last two submissions. This starts back in elementary school when I met my then best friends. We were all like three peas in the pod all through elementary, middle, and high school. Senior year, I was going to apply to the same school as them, and one said, "Well, I'm already rooming with, I'll call her Nicole." So I decided to apply where I am to this day. Eventually, as hectic as freshman year of college is, they eventually pushed me out and made it seem like all my fault. Jump forward a year, during my birthday, I got a long message from, in quotes, Nicole, stating how awful I am and how I never talk or check up on her. My dad was in the hospital, so I was more concerned about that. Keep in mind, this girl never once reached out to check on me since college started. We eventually had a falling out, and the girl who I thought was my best friend, let's call her Hannah, eventually followed suit and agreed that I'm the terrible person as if communication doesn't go both ways. Eventually, I put it behind me until this past April when Nicole tragically passed. I tried to mend what was left with Hannah since I knew what she was going through, but after posting something about my, all caps, brother, she interpreted it wrong and called me selfish that this and the others, and needless to say, I was the one who cut contact this time. because I won't let other people describe the person they think I am. First of all, I am very sorry for the loss of your friend. That is extremely heartbreaking. And second of all, I have had so many instances where, you know, communication, it does go both ways, where I have both been at fault for blaming someone and I just wasn't putting in enough effort, and for being blamed when they weren't putting in enough effort. You know what I mean? Like, especially once you get to a certain age, like past high school, where it's not just your friends that are your whole entire world, because we all know how it feels when the most important thing is like going to your friend's sweet 16, or having that sleepover, or having the end of summer party with all of your friends, or the beginning of summer party with all of your friends. And it really does suck when people misinterpret you. And one thing that I have learned at my ripe age of 25 is that I am not responsible for what people think about me, the type of person they think I am. Unless I'm being like a literal shit human being, then like, yes, I'm responsible for my actions. I'm not saying that like I'm not responsible for my actions, but if I'm doing my best, if I'm trying my best, if I know I am, you know, walking with grace and doing things to the best of my ability, if someone is misinterpreting me and, you know, actively trying to misinterpret me and not even hear me out, fuck them. You know what I mean? Fuck them. And this quote unquote Hannah girl, it sounds like you are better off without her. And you do sound like the bigger person for even trying to reach out and mend things. And I am so sorry that you went through that. Okay, period. We have a fellow yapper and let's fucking go. This is the last submission. No way to make this short, LMAO. So I lived with the same girl all throughout college. Wow, that's actually kind of crazy. When we met freshman year, she came from a strict household, very religious. She didn't even drink coffee because her mom said coffee was a gateway to drugs. Pause, is she Mormon? Ha, yeah. Okay, she's not answering to is she Mormon. That's just like the continuation of her sentence. We were both still dating our boyfriends from high school at the time, so we were always on the same page of when to leave parties, etc., because we weren't looking for guys, except for the fact she cheated on her boyfriend all the time. Okay. Fast forward to junior year, we moved in with another girl who also had a boyfriend. My roommate wanted to spend her 21st at her parents' house, then go out in Hoboken. We went to her parents' house, the three of us, and they drove us to her friend's frat house in NJIT. We pre-gamed there, then went out to the bars in Hoboken. This is my first time in Hoboken since we all just turned 21 and I'm from the Philly area, so I never go up there. We make it to the bars and are having fun, and we run into two guys she knew from high school. Their names were Woody and Fabio. Okay. Oh, I'm using real names because it makes the story better. Slay queen. You know what? I love name dropping. First and last names. Here we go. So around 1 a.m., we are ready to leave and supposed to Uber back to her parents' house and sleep there. She had been hooking up with some guy all night from NJIT. Not her boyfriend, who happens to be neighbors with her parents. Oh my goodness. So she says she is sleeping at the frat house at NJIT. I asked my other roommate what she's doing, and she said she's sleeping there too because she also met a guy, all caps, who was not her boyfriend either. So I said I'm not comfortable sleeping at a random frat house when I'm trash and I don't know anyone. That's just horrible. I asked if we can go back to her parents and sleep there, and she said no. I asked if I can have her house key and I'll Uber there alone and they can go do whatever at NJIT. She told me to fuck off. Oh. And they walked away, leaving me alone in Hoboken at about 2 a.m. now. Oh, this makes me so sad. I go back into a bar and look at the map to see where the fuck I can sleep tonight. I am not far from Montclair, where my friend from high school goes. I called her and she said to Uber to her and I can sleep in her dorm. I go to call an Uber and it wouldn't work. I kept trying and now I'm panicking that I'm stuck in Hoboken. After about 30 minutes, I realize my credit card link is expired. So I'm drunk trying to type in my new card info, which is not easy. Girl, I feel you. I finally figure it out and go inside and call an Uber. Except dumbass me doesn't know make and model of cars. Girl, same. And there are cars everywhere and I can't figure out which is mine. I called three Ubers and they all end up canceling on me because I didn't go to their car. Oh my gosh, I want to give you a hug. So I go back inside the bar and stand against the wall by the bouncer and try and figure out what the fuck I'm going to do when he tells me it's 3 a.m., they're closing, and to get out. I try to say I'm trying to get an Uber, but he shoved me out the door along with everyone else who was still there. Not knowing what to do, I start walking home. I start walking down the street, lost, drunk, and confused. No plan on how I was going to get to Montclair. I hear someone yell my name and I turn around and it's the iconic Woody and Fabio. They said they saw me stumbling down the street alone and were following me to make sure I was okay, then realized I was just walking around clueless. I told them I need to get to Montclair. They said they would help and waved down a taxi. I didn't even know those existed outside of New York City. I said thanks and jumped into the taxi. And they got in too. The driver said it was $600 for the ride, and Woody said, okay, I got it, which was amazing, but it was a very long and awkward car ride because I didn't know if they thought I invited them with me or expected something since they paid for my $600 taxi. Still don't know, but we are approaching Montclair and I see my friend standing outside waiting for me, but we were still a distance away. I yell, stop the car! And before it completely stops, I open the door, hop out, and start running. Why, you ask? I have no fucking idea. But there's me in a mini skirt and heels at what's now. There's me in a mini shirt and heels. I mean, maybe she meant skirt. I don't know. Either way, a Slay Queen at what's now 4:30 a.m., booking it across a huge field to my friend. I slept there and in the morning got a text from my roommates asking where I was. I called them and told them, and they acted like I was crazy for not wanting to sleep at a random frat house in a random drunk guy's room. They said they would Uber to me and then we'd all Uber together to her parents' house. And we can make up a plan of what to say where we slept last night. I told them to go there alone, get my shit, and pick me up and take me back to our campus because if I see her parents, I'm going to tell them what whores they are and that they left me in Hoboken alone. I explained the story to my boyfriend, saying Woody and Fabio paid for a $600 taxi for me to Montclair, which sounded fake as fuck, but whatever. I didn't talk to my roommates for weeks after this. I don't hold grudges, so I let it go, but still to this day have not gotten an apology from the two butt buddies who left me in Hoboken to go cheat on their boyfriends. Okay, wait, I absolutely love you because I too love saying butt buddies. That was actually fucking insane, and besties, this is what I mean by do not hold back. Wow, that was a story and a half, and you know, I will definitely be sharing my trio stories with you guys. Eventually, but for now, those were just a few of the write-ins that we got. We'll have to do a part two of this. I have a few episodes that we have to do a part two of for the submissions, but I just want to say thank you so much to everyone who does write in these stories. I know it definitely takes a lot of time. I love writing into my favorite podcast, like What We Said podcast, and again, it does take a lot of time and, you know, you are still being vulnerable, even though it's 100% anonymous. Thank you guys so much for literally just being that girl, being those girls. And I love you. It's Nap Time is here for you. I am here for you. My Instagram is at Natalie X Palik. So is my TikTok and my podcast. Instagram is at It's Nap Time Podcast. Feel free to follow me on any of the socials. Stay up to date on what's exactly going on. I hope you guys have an amazing October 3rd. Watch some Mean Girls, wear pink, even though it'll be a Thursday, but who gives a fuck? I love you all so, so, so much. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. Reminder, you are loved, you are wanted, you are full of purpose, and you are that girl. Hot bitches, respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. I love you, and I will talk to you next week, besties. Bye.